Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. It is a Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. I hope you had a great weekend, or at least you attempted to have a great weekend. So much to report over the last week as far as losses. I mean, we have lost some major icons in the world of sports and entertainment, starting with former Arizona Hall of Fame head basketball coach Lute Olson, who passed away last week. Lute Olson, great man, great gentleman. I had a chance to meet him during a basketball tournament in Anaheim, California, at the Pond of Anaheim, if you remember that, for those of you in California. UCLA, Purdue, Arizona, can't remember the other college team, but certainly had a chance to interview Gene Keady and Lute Olson during that weekend. So just a great man. Never had any issues with Lute Olson. Had some great teams. 1997 NC2A champion with Miles Simon. He had some really, really good point guards that made it to the NBA. We also lost NBA All-Star Clifford Robinson with the Portland Trail Blazers. If you can remember, Clifford Robinson was very instrumental with those Blazer teams in the 90s as they competed. They certainly made some NBA final appearances. Just unbelievable player. I remember that red and black headband that he used to wear. I think he may have started that trend in the NBA because he would always have that headband on and playing tremendous defense with that 6'10 body of his. And man, what a loss for the NBA as well as the Portland Trail Blazers. We also lost actor Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman, who lost his battle with colon cancer. No one saw it. Only those close to him knew he even had it and was battling and being treated for it. But at the same time, this man was still able to put out great movies and entertain us. 7 years ago, he released the movie 42, where he portrayed Jackie Robinson, and ironically passed away on Jackie Robinson Day. Jackie Robinson Day was pushed back due to COVID-19, so it was actually honored over the weekend, and Boseman played number 42, which all Major League Baseball players wear the number 42, so it was just sort of an eerie feeling watching the baseball games being played over the weekend. Everyone's wearing 42, and then you hear about the passing of Chadwick Boseman, which was unbelievable at a very, very young age. So just incredible. I did get a chance to see Black Panther for the first time, actually, for the first time in its entirety. I've attempted to watch this movie a couple of times and was interrupted for a number of different reasons. So I would get like almost in the middle of the movie and I just could never finish watching this movie. I knew how great it was. This weekend, I got a chance to see the entire movie and enjoyed it. I did get to see Get On Up, which where he played James Brown. Incredible. I've seen that a couple of times, actually. And then I also seen, I saw 21 Bridges, which was an incredible movie. Just, man, such a young talent, and to lose that talent at an early age. And then, of course, now I was in Dallas over the weekend, and upon returning back to Houston, hearing about the passing of John Thompson. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So this is, I mean, it was just the last week has been crazy. So here we are in September, and now we have to honor another NBA great and NC2A great. A lot of folks didn't know John Thompson played with the Boston Celtics. He was a backup center to Bill Russell, but he left the NBA and wanted to get into coaching. As we know, he coached the Georgetown Hoyas to a 1984 NC2A championship led by his big man, Patrick Ewing, and Georgetown went on to get to some more Final Fours, unbelievable Big East championships with Allen Iverson, Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo. I mean, it just always had great players there at Georgetown. So anyway, we're going to miss Coach Thompson. And you know, I used to say he was my dad because I coached women's basketball back in the 80s, and I just, you know, had so much respect for him as a coach and wanted to be connected some kind of way. We are not related, okay, even though we share the same last name, but Coach Thompson, you will be missed for sure. And I do, just like with Clifford Robinson with the patented headband that that he would wear during his games. John Thompson used to drape that white towel over his shoulders. And it was kind of funny because Jerry Tarkanian also had this white towel. Now, Tarkanian used to suck on this white towel during the games while he's sitting on the bench. Kind of funny. They used to prep those towels for him. And they were damp enough so he can just get some sort of, you know, liquid out of there because the games were going to be stressful. But John Thompson, he didn't suck on that towel. He just had it draped over his shoulders, and occasionally he would throw it at the floor or whatever in frustration. But great man at the age of 78. Tomorrow would be his 79th birthday. Just incredible. All of those losses in a matter of just a week, folks. I mean, just incredible. But I think the last time we talked, the NBA had somewhat of a stoppage within the bubble, and they have decided to resume the season, and it has resumed in a very big way. Over in the Eastern Conference, we're going to talk about the Eastern Conference, we're going to talk about the Western Conference, and everything that's sort of kind of playing out here. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. Now, for a minute, it really looked like there wasn't going to be a finish to this NBA season after the restart, but things are moving right along. So we are going to take a break, and when we come back, I will talk about the Eastern Conference NBA playoffs as well as the Western Conference NBA playoffs. So stick around. We got a big show for you today. We're going to talk about the NFL training camps as well as get you a WNBA update. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks. Once again, welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. Chris Paul and the Oklahoma City Thunder forces a Game 7 with the Rockets. Unbelievable play from Chris Paul. I mean, he's looking to get even with those Rockets, folks. You remember, he played with the Rockets, and they did not separate on a good note. So he has decided to just kind of really take this playoff series against the Rockets personal, knocks down a big shot and seals the win and forces a Game 7 with the Houston Rockets. So it's going to be interesting to see. The Clippers move on and will face the winner of the Jazz Nuggets. That series is tied also at 3 games apiece. Game 7 is going to be played tonight. And then the Lakers will face the winner of the Rockets Thunder. The Lakers, however, knock off the Portland Trailblazers on Saturday. So both the Clippers and the Lakers are on a collision course to meet in the conference finals, but let's see how this thing plays out. So, I mean, the Lakers are looking to get Rajon Rondo back. The Clippers are just sort of looking to get more play from Paul George and that incredible bench that they have. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And what's even more interesting is that last week during the stoppage of play because players protested the death of Jacob Blake, the Clippers and Lakers both agreed to cancel the season, just be done with it. And that was just really interesting, you know, that it would be those two teams, because those are the two teams that people really want to see play in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, it looked like it's going to happen, but I don't know. It depends on how much momentum Denver and Utah, who the winner of that series, you know, whatever they come out of there, whoever comes out of there with that kind of momentum, same thing with the Rockets and the Thunder. You know, the Rockets and Thunder, the Thunder matches up well with the Lakers and the Clippers, and not so much Houston, but it's going to be interesting to see how that, you know, plays out. But it was just interesting to see that both of those two teams decided, you know, they had really voted. Team vote. You know, we're willing to walk away from the season due to the, you know, situation at hand. So, I mean, it didn't happen. Glad you know, things were able to be worked out between the NBA and the players. And so we continue to get to see, you know, exciting basketball, which it has been since they have, you know, went to the bubble. The basketball play has been spectacular. So remember, as each team is eliminated from the bubble, then that bubble becomes smaller. I haven't really had a report on COVID-19 cases. I would think that there are none because we haven't heard of any. But remember, as that bubble gets smaller, the chances for it to spread there would, you know, is minimal because you don't really have that many people around. So over in the East, Milwaukee finishes off Orlando to wrap up that first round series, but then they lose to the Miami Heat. So it must be something with them Florida teams that Milwaukee is struggling with. And so they've already played game one in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals, and the Miami Heat already have a 1-0 lead thanks to Jimmy Butler's 40 points that he put on the Milwaukee Bucks. So I don't know. I mean, I understand the distraction that has taken place, you know, over the last week with everything that we talked about, including the passing of some great professional and entertainment icons. So, and then the situation involving Jacob Blake and the fact that it happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So I could say that the Bucks have been maybe somewhat distracted. I mean, they didn't have a problem knocking off the Orlando Magic once play did resume, but didn't get a lot of time in between to get ready for the Miami Heat, which, remember, I told you, if you listen to my shows, I said that Drew Gooden picked the Miami Heat to win the NBA championship. He didn't just say to go to the finals. He said to win the NBA championship. So, interesting. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go that far. But this thing is really interesting how things are panning out. So, we'll get a chance. And the Boston Celtics had their way with the Toronto Raptors on Sundays. They take a 1-0 lead in that series as well. They'll continue to play. We'll see what happens in game two. See if Toronto can just kind of get it together in game two. The Celtics had six players in double figures, led by Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart. Anytime Marcus Smart has a good game, the Celtics usually win. Raptors now, this is the funny thing about this game, Raptors also had six players in double figures, but because they got outscored 39-23 in that first quarter, they never caught up. I mean, they really played good. They inched their way back, you know, from the second, third, and fourth quarters. But that was the telltale there, that first quarter. I mean, they were behind. That's a lot to come out the gate and give up to Boston. And that team just, you know, continues to, Brad Stevens just continues to do a hell of a job. You don't hear a lot from him. He's not that much of an animated coach when you look at him on the sidelines. Just gets it done. I mean, he's a young coach still in the NBA. His players are young. I tell you, when I look at all of the teams that are in the playoffs and I look at their coaches, I mean, it just seems like the Celtics are just... And I can say the same thing for Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan has really come around, folks. And I was a Scotty Brooks fan and did not like the fact that the Oklahoma City Thunder broke up that team. I mean, just what? Man, you know, just a couple of points away from winning the NBA championship. That, you know, Harden, Durant, Westbrook, Scotty Brooks. I just thought everything was working fine there. Billy Donovan comes in. Oklahoma City Thunder hasn't really missed a beat. They have been a playoff team. They have been competitive. And here they are, a game away from advancing to the conference semifinal. So, I mean, just give it up to, you know, Billy Donovan, Brad Stevens, a couple of college coaches come in and have really made their mark. They have probably been the most successful college coaches I've seen that made the jump from college to the NBA. And then they take on big name franchises. It's, you know, Celtics. I mean, come on, the Celtics is huge. So the Celtics, although we've been talking about Milwaukee and Toronto in this playoffs, no one has really, I know I haven't really said that, okay, the Celtics are probably going to be at the conference finals. And who knows? I mean, they probably will be, because I have been saying that Toronto was going to be in the conference finals. So it's going to be interesting to see. So the Denver Utah series has turned out to be pretty damn good. I mean, you're talking about entertainment. If you like the point guard play, If you like point guard play, you certainly have to like it in this series. Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray has just been clowning, just been really taking over this series. So, I mean, so much for Gobert and the Joker. These guards have really taken the series. Now, I saw what was happening in Sunday. It looked like it was just going to be, they do a lot of isolation in the NBA, but it just really looked like it was going to be, you know, Mitchell and Murray, and they're guarding each other too, which is even more interesting. But it was Jamal Murray who got the best of Utah on Sunday. I believe it was Sunday, and in game six. So now they have forced a game seven. The winner of that series, of course, is going to play the Clippers, and the winner of the Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder, is going to play the Lakers. So both Lakers and Clippers are going to have a quality opponent, because if the Lakers end up facing the Clippers, or I'm sorry, if they end up facing the Rockets or the Thunder, mainly the Thunder would be quality, because the Thunder has a big man, even though they don't use Adam as much as they should. The Lakers would have an advantage over the Rockets, I would think, especially because the Rockets don't really have a true center. They use P.J. Tucker and Covington, but the Rockets have tremendous guard play, which the Lakers don't, because they just have a shortage of guards, or at least quality guards. And then between the Clippers and either Utah or the Denver Nuggets, I mean, it's just all big men. You have quality big men. I think actually Denver and Utah somewhat have an advantage over the Clippers, when whether you're going to put Gobert in there or you're going to have the Joker, who can do so much on the floor. So it would be interesting. I mean, so we're just not really out of the woods yet. The Clippers or the Lakers, I know they're on that collision course, I said earlier, but there's a lot of game to be played here. And watching these Game 7 series between Utah and Denver and the Rockets and OKC, I hope they're doing some scouting. I mean, they're right there, so they can see what they need to see, make adjustments as they're going to need, because it's just not guaranteed that the Lakers and Clippers are even going to make the conference finals. You could have a Oklahoma City Thunder versus Utah Western Conference Finals. Wouldn't that be interesting? So still a lot left to see in these playoffs, which have been just tremendous so far. So we're going to wrap up the NBA right here. And then when we come back from our break, we'll jump into a little NFL training camp to let you know what's going on. The NFL season is right around the corner. If you're playing fantasy football, I am so sorry. I have yet to kind of really get into it. I'm just not feeling fantasy football right now, because I just, you know, with so many players being out, with so much going on with COVID-19 and everything, and there's and some stadiums might have people, some have decided you're not going to have anything. The interest level from a fantasy football perspective is just not there for me right now. So, but anyway, we're still going to talk about the NFL training camps and what's happening there. And we'll wrap up the WNBA as well. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
All right, folks, the last segment of the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. Wanted to cover a couple of different stories that is happening right now in the NFL. Training camps, of course, has started, and we are getting closer and closer. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season, 2020 NFL season. Hey, they're moving right along with it. I mean, they got the opting out part out the way from the players. There was like 6 to 8 players that decided not to play. A lot of talk of other players, perhaps some other big name players not playing. But I mean, right now it seems like the NFL is going to move forward with the season. There has been some inconsistencies as far as, you know, stadiums having people, actual fans in the stadiums. I know many stadiums were not. Some are considering having a percentage of fans, which is not really fair, you know, to people who will not have a chance to go, and those that don't really think anyone should be going because of the pandemic. But nevertheless, I mean, the NFL is moving along. So we're going to see how this pans out. And I got to think, because it is a 16 game season, you might see more if things just happen to pan out and get better. We have yet to get to fall. And then after that comes winter. And of course, we're waiting to see just what more information we're going to get from scientists and the doctors and all of that great stuff. So we just have to see. But for the most part, it's going to be really, really weird. Almost like college football. Some conferences deciding to play, some are not playing. It's just going to really be a very jacked up season in a sense. One reason why I'm just really not into fantasy football right now, because I mean, I just don't know. The NFL season could just shut down altogether. I mean, who knows? But, and then again, they could play, you know, and there's always interesting storylines with, you know, Big Ben coming back for the Steelers. You have, of course, the Tom Brady situation down there with Tampa Bay. So you don't know what's going to happen. And that's why it's just really interesting to how this thing is going to pan out. But there are some things that have taken place off the field that are making the news. And that includes the Washington National Football Team has decided to let the NFL take over the investigation regarding workplace misconduct allegations. This is Daniel Snyder's nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare because he is named in this complaint. Now, the claims against Snyder came just weeks after 15 former Washington female employees, 15, not one, not two, not three, not four, but 15, said they were sexually harassed or verbally abused during the time they were working from that team, which covers a long time. Okay, 2006 to 2019, just last year, and Snyder was the owner for a majority part of that time. So this is going to be interesting to see how this pans out. Still a nightmare for first year coach or new head coach Ron Rivera, who will be taking over the team. He had to deal with the name change of the organization. Now he's having to deal with this. So hopefully he's able to focus, get some football. If there's going to be football, get the team ready to compete in the NFC East. Other news, we have the New Orleans Saints are open to trading their star running back, Alvin Kamara. Kamara has reportedly skipped several days of training camp without permission, which is never good. And the reasons why he is not showing up is because of his contract. Okay, he's looking for an extension before his final season. And he's still on his rookie deal, which right now is only worth $2.13 million in base salary. I say only worth, only. I say that as it relates to NFL talk. Only worth. I mean, for me and you out there, $2.13 million is way more than enough to satisfy my needs. But so we'll keep an eye on this one. Kamara is very, very important to that team. I mean, we've seen him do multiple. He's been a jack of all trades, from rushing the ball to receiving. They use him as a returner, so we're going to see how that's going to happen. And he probably will not like the fact that Joe Mixon has agreed to a four-year contract extension that's going to keep him with the Bengals for a little bit longer. And that contract is worth $48 million. So he will be the sixth highest paid running back in the NFL, which I think is about appropriately set. I mean, I think that's good for him. I think that's going to work for him. So Kamara is certainly looking at that situation. He's probably looking at the Ezekiel Elliott situation and saying, you know, okay, what does it take for a running back to get noticed, get his money? And you know, we'll see. We'll see exactly how this goes. So that's what's happening in the NFL and the WNBA. I told you I would get you some stuff there for the WNBA. Wow. You know what? There's only 2 weeks left in their season. Sort of just kind of went by really, really quick. 2 weeks left to go in the regular season of the WNBA, and the playoff picture is starting to look a little bit clear. You got the Seattle team, the Las Vegas, and the Los Angeles Sparks have already clinched spots in the postseason, with Minnesota and Chicago not too far away from getting a playoff spot. Now, in order for them to get in, both need just one more win, and they are in there. The Phoenix Mercury is in good shape to reach the postseason. They are sitting right there at sixth place now. Now, they did lose Bria Hartley for the season with an ACL. Not good. She had an AC, ACL tear in her right knee. And they actually are just down to 8 players on the roster. So things are going to be a little bit tough if the Phoenix Mercury get in there. Things are going to be really, really, really tough. So the final 2 spots could potentially come down to a few games. Your Connecticut, Dallas, and Indiana are within 2 games of each other in the standing. The Sun played a Fever on Saturday, and a victory would secure a season sweep of that series and give them the tiebreaker between the teams. Connecticut already owns the tiebreaker over Dallas, even though some real good play coming from the Dallas Wings. So now the WNBA is going to keep their same playoff format, with the top 2 teams receiving byes to the semifinals. Then the first 2 rounds of the playoffs are single elimination. Washington, Atlanta, and New York would need a lot of help to make the postseason. And that's pretty much what's happening. So we're going to wrap things up here. Hope you have enjoyed this brief show, because Thursday we'll come back with a lot more information, get a little bit more in depth with the NBA playoffs to see exactly how we should be looking at Clippers and Lakers. They should know who they're going to be playing by then, and we will be into the semifinals of the Western Conference. So hey, enjoy your games. I think you have a couple of games tonight. The Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz kick off of game 7, and you got game 2 with the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors. We'll see you back here later this week here on the Mean Gene Show, right here on iHeartRadio.